ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で26問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Let's take a break from working on these presentation slides. By the way, did I tell you that I got an A on our French test? Your study tips last week really helped.
That's great news. I also got an A.Maybe you'll get a good grade on our test this afternoon, too.
I hope so. This group project we're working on for our Global Studies course isn't easy. I mean, we need to make a survey, collect data from other students, and make a presentation.
Yeah, it's a lot. We also have to submit individual reports on it after presenting. Let's keep working on the slides until French class this afternoon. I heard from our other group members they've already made the survey, so we're all making progress.
Yeah, let's get these finished. I'm glad we're in the same group.
Question 49. What will the man and woman do next? Listening 2.
Excuse me, can you tell me how much a box of these pens cost?
$80, ma'am. They're on sale right now. Normally they are $90 a box.
Yeah, that's a good deal. I'm shopping for office supplies for my company. Do you offer discounts for larger orders?
Yes, we do. There's $70 per box if you purchase 5 or more boxes. For larger orders of 10 boxes and above, there's $60 each.
Thanks. I'll take 6 boxes then.
Question 50. How much will the woman pay for each box of pens?Listening 3.
Okay, I think the class is ready for their picture. Where would you like us to stand?
It's up to you, really. Most classes usually have their picture taken in the classroom, in front of the whiteboard. At the back of the room might be better, though, as there'll be no reflection from the flash.
We would have to look into the sun there. How about outside, on the soccer field? We could stand under the trees over by the sidelines. That would make for a nice background.
Yeah, that would be perfect, but today it's pretty windy out there. If you want to go outside, what about by the front gate? I know the stairs coming up from the road are a bit small for the whole class to fit on, but at least it's a little bit sheltered from the wind. It would be better than taking it in the classroom.
I suppose that'll have to do. Okay, I'll go and tell the whole class we've decided.
Question 51. Where do the man and woman decide to take the class picture?Listening 4.
Do you have any plans for the weekend? I've been looking forward to some time off.
I really should get outside for a run or to play some tennis, but I've had a really busy week with school, and I need to get some rest. Maybe I'll just stay home. I got a new book the other day that I might read. What about you?
I'm exhausted too, but I was thinking I might go for a bicycle ride on Saturday. It's supposed to be sunny.
It sounds like we both need some rest. Just staying home does sound relaxing. You know what? I think I'll do some light gardening in the backyard. That sounds more relaxing to me.
If you want to do something outside, why not join me for a bike ride? It's always more fun with a friend, and I've heard the park trails are perfect for biking.
Normally, I would say yes, but not this time. How about I meet you later for dinner?
Sounds great.
Question 52. What will the woman do on the weekend? Listening 5.
Hey, are you going to the movies this weekend?
I'm not sure yet. What's showing?
There's that new superhero movie. I heard it's really good. There's also that really scary one. I heard that the special effects are amazing, and the storyline is supposed to be different from other horror films.
Superhero movies are fine, but I usually find them too predictable. I prefer to avoid horror movies, too.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that documentary about how baseball became popular in Japan. Or there's that one about a group of friends trying to make the funniest joke ever. We could go watch that if you'd prefer something lighter.
Oh, you know, I really love baseball. More than anything, though, I could use a few laughs. So let's go to that one on Saturday.
Perfect. What time works best for you?
Question 53. What kind of movie does the man want to see? Listening 6.
Welcome to North Shore News, the voice of Haleiwa. Here's the surfing forecast for the next few days. On Friday, it's going to be cool and no wind, so it won't be a good day to go out on the water. Saturday will warm up, great beach weather, but it will be another boring surf day with no waves. For those who do want to go out on the water, Sunday will be great. Quite windy, and 2 to 3 meter waves coming out of the north. Monday will be rainy and cool again, so a great day to stay inside.
Question 54. Which day will be best for surfing?
パート B、リスニング7から8では、英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えをA から D のうちから1つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が4つ、リスニング8には問題が3つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Okay, listeners, it's now that part of the podcast when we turn to hobbies. Our guest today, Jackie Peeler, is going to tell us about collecting spiders. In particular, collecting tarantulas. Welcome to the program, Jackie.
Thanks for having me on.
Before I ask you why people like collecting tarantulas, let me tell the listeners about your background. You've worked with spiders for more than 40 years, is that right?
42, actually.
Right. So about 25 years ago, you used to run a mobile zoo program where you'd take tarantulas around to places like outdoor festivals and shopping malls. There, you enjoyed taking them out of their cages and showing them off to excited crowds. You said, and I quote, "There's a powerful connection when people can see something they may never see in their daily lives. Even when people are scared of something, they can also be fascinated by it." These days, though, you see preserving tarantulas and keeping them safe from people as the priority.
Yes, that's what I'm doing now at the Boston Museum of Science.
So tell us why people want to collect something like a tarantula and what they do with them.
The tarantula hobby really started in the 2000s when people could join online forums and chat about where to get them and so on. In some ways, it's like collecting Pokemon. You just want to have them all. For retailers, selling tarantulas as pets isn't overly profitable. Selling them for breeding purposes is more profitable and becoming more common these days. Surprisingly, some tarantula species are traded for medical research. Each species offers something different to scientists. Yet oddly, the souvenir market has been growing steadily over the internet and is now where the real money is. Because of the internet, it is much easier for retailers and collectors to buy and sell professionally preserved tarantulas in frames and cases.
This has led to problems, though, right?
Yes. Their increasing popularity has pushed some species to the point of extinction before we even have a chance to study them. There are at least 1,000 known species of tarantula in the world today, and many others have either yet to be cataloged or have been cataloged incorrectly by retailers. This makes it hard to protect the less common species. The main challenge, though, is the lack of existing data on tarantulas. We have much to learn about their diets and behavioral patterns. We do know that even though tarantulas live to almost 30 years old, females reproduce late in life and infrequently, which certainly doesn't help their cause. Also, some species are restricted to small habitats, such as isolated locations in India or Sri Lanka. This makes it difficult for them to expand their territories.
So what is the current situation around the world? I imagine, because they're so popular, that there would be people trading them illegally as well.
Indeed. But most countries are trying hard to stop the illegal tarantula trade. The United States has some pretty strong rules in place, but they're not going to catch everything that comes across the border. Another example is Mexico. While still following regulations, it has successfully created a breeding program and is openly trying to meet traders' demands. Others, such as Costa Rica, have given up trying to restrict illegal trade. Still, countries like South Africa are very concerned about the spider trade, as many of these species could escape and start to affect the local ecosystems. They've embraced strict import and trading regulations.
Sounds like we still have a long way to go to properly safeguard tarantulas around the world. Thanks for coming on the show, Jackie.
Listening 8.
Good morning, listeners. Today, we are examining a hobby called model railroading. This is when people collect small model electric trains and design interesting landscapes, called layouts, around the tracks. These layouts can feature things like bridges, tunnels, and small towns. Here with us now is Thomas Audrey to tell us more about why this interesting hobby is in danger of disappearing. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Thomas, these model railroads that you and others make are absolutely incredible. They look like so much fun to run, and the layouts are amazing. So why is your hobby in danger of disappearing?
Well, the problem we're facing is that not many young adults do it. Almost all of us are in our 60s or older. It's interesting because children are into so many things these days. You'd think that they wouldn't be interested in trains, but sales for children's toy train sets are still quite strong. Once you're in your 20s and 30s, space is the issue. Basically, you need an empty bedroom or basement to set up and store everything. Most people have to wait until their children grow up and leave the house for that to happen. Obviously, if you want to make a really big layout, then it can be quite expensive. But layouts can be fairly simple and affordable too, so I don't see that as a problem. It's something that takes a long time to do. I've spent 16 years making my train model layout, and I'm still not done. So, if you start when you're young, you can probably make something really impressive.
So what can be done? I assume the industry isn't going to give up without a fight, right? What's happening in the industry to attract more people?
Well, some electric train manufacturers are introducing cheaper entry-level train sets to attract younger customers. In some markets, there has been success with introducing more modern electric train models, like high-speed trains found in Japan and Europe. While I prefer trains representing much older time periods, the modern trains will no doubt interest people who feel differently. Technology has opened up some exciting new possibilities. Designers can share their creations online, and if you have a 3D printer, like I do, you can make a lot of stuff yourself. I think this is great because even if hobby stores go out of business, you can still do it on your own. The online community, because of AI and translation apps, has made the model railroading community a global one. One of my friends finds it exciting to share their hobby with others overseas.
So what's your vision for the hobby 20 years from now?
Good question. Some say we'll have fewer events. Others say there'll be a shift in what we see modeled. Modelers traditionally recreate what they saw as kids. But people are starting to take an interest in different time periods, regardless of whether they experienced it firsthand or not. So I think that the train layouts will be more original and imaginative. We always hope that the manufacturers will use the same electronic system for their trains. That certainly would be nice, but also unlikely given that the manufacturers are from all over the world. There might be more emphasis on smaller model trains. That solves some of the problems I mentioned earlier. But most of the scenery for layouts is for bigger train sizes. So I don't think that'll be successful.
Well, I hope your hobby can attract a wider fan base. These trains are certainly so much fun to see. Thank you for coming in today, Thomas.
パート C、リスニング9から10では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が、正しければ A、true を、正しくなければ B、false を選びなさい。なお、リスニング9には問題が5つ、リスニング10には問題が8つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear a woman called Jackie and a man called Chris talking about helping her move. Look at the 5 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A.If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 9 will now begin.
Hello, Jackie. How's it going?
Hi, Chris. Fine, thanks. Do you remember saying that you'd help me with moving some furniture?
Yes, of course. From your parents' house to your new apartment. Is there a problem?
Well, sort of. You remember that we were going to do it next weekend, on Sunday afternoon, the 18th, right?
Yes.
Well, something has come up, and I can't actually make it on that day. Would you be able to help me with the move on the following Saturday instead?
That would be Saturday the 24th.Actually, that would be okay as long as we get it done in the morning, as I'll be busy later on that day.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you. There's a couple of chairs, a table, and a couple of small bookcases. I've also got a couple of small boxes full of books. I'm not sure if they'll fit in your truck, so we might have to take more than one trip. Or I can have my parents bring them later.
I've seen your stuff, and everything will fit, including the books. So you won't have to bother your parents.
Oh, that'd be really great.And as a little thank you, could I treat you to dinner later that day?
That'd be nice, but I'll be having dinner with a friend. Tell you what, how about if we meet earlier for breakfast instead?
Great. We can meet at that cafe near my parents' place. Would around 7:30 be good for you?
Well, maybe half an hour later would be better, as it'd give me time to finish my morning run and have a shower.
Fine. See you then. And thanks again.
Listening 10. You will hear a woman named Pam and a man named Jim discussing candidates for an upcoming promotion at work. Look at the 8 statements below. Decide if each statement is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. You now have 20 seconds to preview the questions. Listening 10 will now begin.
Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Pam. Hey, have you heard anything about who is going to be made department manager?
Nothing official. Actually, I thought it might be you.
Me? I don't think that's likely. Dwight has been here longer.
Yeah, but his sales haven't been so great. Besides, I don't think he's really leadership material.
And I am?
Sure, you'd be great. You're pretty easygoing, but you're also good at taking the lead. I mean, you're already a team leader, and your team always seems motivated and enjoys working together.
Aw, you're too kind. Have you thought about your own chances of getting the position? You've been here the same amount of time as me, and your sales are way better than mine.
I'm good at sales, but I'm not really comfortable dealing with people. Numbers are more my thing. What do you think about Kelly? I think she'd be great. She doesn't have as much experience as some of the others, but she always manages to come up with great ideas, and everyone in the office respects her.
She might be a good candidate, but it may be tough to be the leader as the youngest staff member.
That's true. Even if you are the best candidate, there are always some people who think age is important. But there aren't any rules about that, you know. And Michael was really young when he was promoted to manager.
I know, but I still think age should be a consideration. With age comes experience, you know.
Whatever. Well, I guess we'll know who has the job soon enough. See you later.
This is the end of the listening test.